Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, The Emigrants by W.G. Sebald is a quietly devastating work that blends biography, memoir, travel writing, and historical inquiry into a singular narrative experience. Often described as a novel in stories, it follows a narrator who reconstructs the lives of four individuals marked by displacement, memory, and the long shadow of 20th century Europe. Sebald's method is investigative and intimate. He traces scattered documents, personal recollections, and the geography of ordinary places where extraordinary losses have settled into daily life. The book is closely associated with Sebald's distinctive style, including a sober, meditative voice and the use of photographs and archival fragments that complicate the boundary between fact and fiction. Without relying on dramatic plot turns, The Emigrants builds cumulative emotional force, showing how private lives are shaped by war, exile, assimilation, and silence. The result is a haunting meditation on what remains after catastrophe and how storytelling can both recover and distort what has been forgotten. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, life stories shaped by exile and historical rupture. A central topic in The Emigrants is how individual identity is altered by forced movement and historical violence. Sebald focuses on people whose lives have been pushed off course by the upheavals of 20th century Europe, including the rise of Nazism, war, and the aftereffects of persecution. Rather than presenting exile as a single event, the book treats it as an ongoing condition that reaches into work, friendships, love, and the ability to feel at home. The emigrant is not simply someone who leaves it, is someone who continues to live with a split between past and present, origin and destination, language and silence. Sebald's narrator pieces together biographies that reveal patterns, careers built in new countries, cultural assimilation that never fully erases difference, and a persistent sense that something essential was left behind or taken away. This approach makes history personal without reducing it to a lesson. The reader sees how major events appear in small details, from habits and routines to the way a person speaks about what they avoid saying. The book suggests that exile can be survivable yet internally corrosive, leaving long-term psychological and emotional consequences that are hard to name. Secondly, memory, trauma, and the weight of what cannot be spoken. The Emigrants examines memory as both a refuge and a trap. Sebald portrays lives in which remembrance is fragmented, delayed, or inaccessible, especially when it touches trauma. Some characters carry experiences that resist straightforward narration, and the act of recalling becomes indirect, emerging through anecdotes, objects, repeated phrases, and sudden breakdowns rather than clear testimony. Sebald's narrator often arrives after the fact, reconstructing the past through conversations and traces, which mirrors the way trauma disrupts continuity. What is remembered is not always what is most important. Instead, memory circles around absences. The book also explores the tension between private pain and public history. Catastrophes may be known in broad terms, yet the personal cost can remain unshared inside families and communities. Sebald is attentive to how silence is transmitted, not as simple refusal, but as a learned survival tactic that can later isolate the survivor. The emotional atmosphere is one of restraint, where the most devastating implications are often implied rather than stated. Through this, the book raises questions about what it means to bear witness, how much can be recovered, and whether narration can heal or merely document a wound that never fully closes. Thirdly, a documentary style that blurs fiction and nonfiction. Another major topic is Sebald's distinctive narrative method, which often feels like documentary research while operating with the freedom of literature. The Emigrants is structured around four extended accounts, each told through a narrator who travels, interviews, and investigates. Photographs and other archival-like elements are associated with the book's presentation and reputation, encouraging the reader to treat the text as evidence, while also recognizing that evidence can be selective, ambiguous, or emotionally charged. This hybrid form creates a productive uncertainty. The stories have the texture of lived reality, but they also show how any life story is assembled from partial materials. Sebald emphasizes the ethics of representation by making the narrator's role visible. He does not present himself as an omniscient authority. Instead, he appears as someone trying, and sometimes failing, to understand. The result is a meditation on historiography at the human scale, where documents, memories, and landscapes become sources to be interpreted. The style also slows reading down. Long sentences and careful transitions mirror the cautious process of approaching painful subjects. This technique makes the book feel less like a conventional novel and more like a sustained act of listening and looking, with the reader invited to evaluate how narrative shapes the reality it claims to preserve. Fourthly, place, travel, and landscapes as carriers of hidden histories. In The Emigrants, geography is not backdrop but a narrative engine. Sebald links towns, houses, schools, and natural settings to the histories that lie beneath them, suggesting that places store traces of what happened even when official memory has moved on. The narrator's journeys connect sites across Europe and beyond, and this movement mirrors the unsettled lives of the emigrants themselves. Yet travel in the book is rarely liberating. It often brings the narrator closer to loss, revealing how ordinary spaces can be saturated with invisible grief. Sebald is attentive to the contrast between tranquil surfaces and violent pasts. A seemingly peaceful landscape may sit near a site of persecution or departure, and the very normality of the present can feel uncanny when paired with knowledge of what has been erased. The book also explores how immigrants relate to place in complicated ways, building new routines in new countries, while retaining an intense, sometimes painful attachment to earlier environments. Home becomes less a fixed location and more a shifting set of associations, smells, and memories. Through careful observation, Sebald suggests that history is not only in archives, but also embedded in streets, rail lines, weather, and the worn textures of everyday life. Lastly, melancholy, mortality, and the long aftermath of catastrophe. A final important topic is the book's pervasive melancholy and its focus on mortality. The emigrants is concerned with what happens after the major events are over, when survivors must live inside the aftermath. Sebald shows how grief can become chronic, taking the form of depression, isolation, obsessive routines, or an inability to imagine a future that feels genuinely open. The book does not sensationalize suffering. Instead, it portrays despair as something that can develop quietly over years, especially when the past remains unresolved. This emphasis creates a broader reflection on modern European history as a landscape of ruins, not only physical but psychological and cultural. The immigrant's story suggests that progress and rebuilding can coexist with deep internal damage. Sebald also examines the fragile boundary between remembrance and self-destruction, asking how much a person can carry. Throughout, the narrator is drawn to moments where beauty and sorrow coexist. Art, nature, and learning appear as possible shelters, yet they do not fully protect against the undertow of loss. By concentrating on the long duration of pain, the book expands the moral horizon of historical fiction and life writing, insisting that catastrophe is not confined to dates and battles, but persists in minds, bodies, and family histories. In conclusion, The Emigrants is best suited for readers who value literary fiction that engages seriously with history, memory, and ethics, including fans of hybrid narrative forms, European post-war literature, and reflective travel writing. It will also speak to anyone interested in diaspora, exile, and the quieter psychological effects of political violence, even when those effects show up decades later in mood, relationships, and identity. The book's benefit lies in how it trains attention. It encourages readers to notice the links between personal anecdotes and broader historical forces, and to respect the complexity of remembrance, especially when trauma resists clean storytelling. Sebald offers a model of empathy that is investigative rather than sentimental, showing how listening, revisiting places, and examining traces can become a way to honor lives that were displaced or diminished by history. Compared with similar books about war and migration, The Emigrant stands out for its singular tone and structure. It avoids conventional dramatization, and instead achieves power through accumulation, precision, and moral seriousness. The result feels both intimate and expansive, making it a worthwhile purchase for readers who want a lasting, thought-provoking work that deepens understanding of how the past continues to inhabit the present. If you would like to support WGG, Sebald, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.